education started.
Abel
Kuta.
Wow.
First church, the major educators in Nigeria are from there. Great city. Just doing the work of the Lord.
Wow.
Enjoy doing it.
Wow. Okay. When you were really young, did you know you were going to become a pastor?
Oh, that's impossible. I was a Muslim till I was 24.
Okay, now I didn't know that part. Really? Yeah. Tell me about it.
My Muslim name is Azim.
Wow.
I was a Muslim, not a practicing Muslim, but I was a Muslim. And when I traveled out of the country in 1995, and by 97, a friend of mine who is also a pastor now, we're all doing our masters, invited me to Redeemed Christian Church, Dominion Chapel, Houston, Texas. Pastor Toye Ademola, and that's where I gave my life. And I guess the rest is history.
Wow. Nah, I didn't know that part. Wow, wow.
But I was a Muslim.
Exclusive. But how did your family take it?
Well, I think I had a very liberal father and a very liberal mother who... I was already a naughty boy. So when they heard that did a lot of stuff in secondary school and University of Lagos. So when they heard that I've given my life to Christ, I think for them it was a relief that at least he'll stop doing the bad things that he used to do. So they didn't take it anyhow. In fact, when we started House on the Rock, Abeokuta, where I pastor now, my dad, who is still a Muslim to tomorrow, was the first person that gave an offering.
Wow.
10,000 naira. I can never forget it till I die.
Wow. Wow, that's very, 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 I don't know what words you classify that, but that's great.
I think it's another level of nuttiness. Like, if Jesus can calm him down, I'm going to support you.
I think you're right.
Babe, if that's what's going to do this, it's going to solve this, man. I'm in.
I have no fight with you, Jesus. Right on, Jesus.
But when you've, and I tell people, never get used to Christianity. Never get used to it. For those of us that were on the other side, we know what we came from. So amidst all our proclivities, weaknesses, wrongdoings, we still know that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior.
Come on, regardless of anything.
Yeah.
Even when we don't accept, a typical Muslim will tell you that they believe Jesus. They just don't accept him as the Son of God. But they believe Jesus. In the Quran, I've never read it, but people who have read the Quran, I've never read it. I don't know how to read it. And I think that's those are one of the reasons why it was easy for me to change to Christianity, because I couldn't understand how I read the book, why I have to go to another language, go and learn another language to be able to understand. But people who have read it tell me that Jesus Christ is in the Bible as they say this is in the Quran, that it is said in the Quran that he never died. So they might argue that he's not, how can you call him the Son of God? That's just theological issues. But they accept that he died and rose and never died again. So,
wow.
Yeah. Wow.
That we call the Holy Bible. The best leadership book that you can read. I respect Byron Tracy. I respect John Maxwell. The best leadership book you can read is the book of Nehemiah. So Nigeria is in my mind, and my focus is for Christians to stand up and take control of this thing. And they don't have to be in political office yet. They don't have to be the president, they don't have to be the governor, they don't have to be the commissioner, they don't have to be the minister, they don't have to be in House of Rep or Senate, but from the back room of their houses, they can control things that are happening. In the Senate, they can control things that are happening in Aso Rock, and people there would not even know why they are doing what they are doing, but they are doing it for the benefit of the nation. The Bible would always remain the true word. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves. So we, as Christians, notice he didn't say unbelievers. He said my people. So those are Christians. Would humble themselves, turn away from their wicked ways, and pray. Then I would hear from heaven. Not heal them, but heal their land. Nigeria is our land.
Yeah.
We cannot keep pointing fingers. It's time for us to get down on our knees and pray. Somebody would call in and tell me, we've been praying for Nigeria since 1970, since 1960. It's a lie. Check a typical prayer session in the church, when it comes to praying to Nigeria, it's extremely silent. When it's to pray against your enemies, when it's to pray to get money, to pray to get a breakthrough, to pray to get a visa, our velocity is very high. We're shouting, we're jumping, we're demonstrating. When it comes, let's pray for the peace of Nigeria. I'm a pastor, so I see it every Sunday. Because in my church, it's a compulsory thing. We have to pray for Nigeria. Take different sectors. The congregation is silent. And I keep telling them, do you understand that Nigeria is not landmass? Nigeria is people. So it is you, it is me that this thing would affect. Anything they do there, if they do it negatively against us, it's going to affect us. So we have to pray. It's time that we become real disciples, not just followers of Jesus. God,
What is the difference between being a follower and being a disciple?
I can follow you but not believe in you. There are many people that followed Jesus that did not believe in Jesus. They followed Jesus because of the bread and the butter. Oh, he did. He fed 5,000 people last week. He's going to do it again. He's going to do it again. A disciple who is somebody who is there not for what he can get, but because of the mission. Watch this. Okay. I believe it is in the book of John, chapter 8, from verse 31 to 32. Jesus said to the Jews who believed in him, if you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples. So there are many people who are following Jesus who don't remain in his word. In fact, they don't open their Bible until they get to church next Sunday. Their Bibles are always the cleanest Bible because they don't study anything. And it is only when you become a disciple that you will know the truth. Look at the procession. If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you would know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So just telling people on Sunday that the truth will set them free, because you can't understand the truth, you can't understand the spirit behind the word until you become a disciple. Because a disciple will be told things that a follower would not be told. That's the mistake that some of us have. We think because we have 5,000 people, we have 500 people, we have 60 people, we have 500 people, 500,000 people, we think everybody is a disciple. Everybody is not a disciple. You know a disciple in the day of trouble. This, John 13:35 says, as I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all would know that you are my disciples. So it's not an agenda of House on the Rock. It's not an agenda of Father's House. It's not an agenda of Redeem. It's not an agenda of Winners. It's an issue. We have a national problem. A national problem needs a national focus.
That's right.
So we all need in our different churches. I'm not saying we should not come together in one stadium. One stadium cannot get all of us. But in our different circles, in our different churches, on different, Nigeria must be part of the focus. God is going to bless you. Yes, that's not a preaching anymore. If the economy is not good, it's still not a blessing. It's the land that you live in is where the blessing is going to come from. So that's where you're going to do business. If the land is not blessed, how are you going to be blessed? So that's why you see a lot of people still struggling. A lot of us still struggling. Not because we're bad, we're sinful. The land is just dry. There are no opportunities, and people get there, they claim they're Christians, and they get there, they become devils. Because we are not focused as Christians. It's about me, myself, and I. We need to move away from that. How is it that today we are now thinking as a country to get electricity from Ghana? How is it? How is it that? And I'm tired of hearing Nigeria has a lot of natural resources. What is natural resources that is not changed over into usable things? How is it that we get crude oil, send it out, and buy back petrol? And we keep pointing to the politicians have proved to us that they can never get it right. They have never gotten it right. The answer is with us. We have the answer, but we're not maximizing it. So that's what is in my mind for disciples to rise up.
Wow.
disciples to rise up, because only disciples can make a change. Who made, why are we talking about Christianity today? Not necessarily because of Jesus Christ. We're talking about Christianity today because of 12 disciples who refused to deny Jesus. Doesn't mean they didn't doubt at some point in time, but after a while, they had been with him so much that they knew that he was the man. So in the face of opposition, they still did not deny him. They said, yes, he's the Lord and he's the Savior. That's why we're still talking about Christianity till today. Hmm. So if we're going to have a Nigeria that is going to be viable to everybody, we have to take the responsibility, not the politicians.
That's right.
And when we take the responsibility, with time, it's not going to be overnight, with time, we are going to decide who goes to Aso Rock and who goes to Lagos House.
Wow. Some, you know, we got to pray. We got to intensify how we pray. Mm-hmm. But like a lot of people say too, that we've been praying. But I like the fact that you've been able to share, to show us that we have not really been praying. You know, we've not prayed the way we should pray. Are there other things that the Christian should do, other activities the Christian can do, in the watching and praying part, some ways where one can watch? Is it okay for you to go in, venture into politics and run for various political posts and all of that? What would you say about that?
Christianity and politics, they go together. Christianity and politics, they go together. They're not one or the other. What Jesus, the government shall be upon his shoulder. Always remember that. Now, should pastors go into politics? I believe that every pastor can hear the voice of God, or should hear the voice of God. And if God says you should go, regardless of what anybody says, you should still go. Politics is dirty. Politics is dirty. Did God ever promise us that life will not be dirty? He said this light affliction is for but a moment. So as a pastor going, that's between him and God.
Okay.
But as Christians going into politics, they must go. You can't keep crying about something that you will not get involved. That's why the church is not a bless me club. It's a gathering to empower people to enter politics, to enter business, to enter entertainment, to enter education, to enter all the spheres of life, and practice the Christian way of doing things. That's why we must always teach in our church, as time would permit us, character building. People who don't have character are blessed with money. So church cannot be God is going to bless you. In fact, if you're in the church and you don't know that God is going to bless you, you already have a problem. The major thing is, what is your character? Because it's not the blessing that will keep you up there. It's your character. Joyce Meyer says it this way: may God never take you where your character cannot hold you. It's your character. The problem we're having is that some of us don't have good character. And I'm not saying we don't all have flaws. We all have flaws. But there's some certain principle. Let me give a very good example. Like getting to the office early, or rather on time. Don't let me say early. Let me just say on time. They told you you got hired, and they told you 8 o'clock is resumption date. At 8 o'clock, as a Christian, you're calling somebody in the office, please help me write my name.
Hello. Some people are listening this morning.
In classes. You know, so it's our character. That's why you see some people who are not Christians. They're not close to Christianity. They're not anywhere close. They would never be close to Christianity. They're on their way to hell. But they got character. They would never cheat you. They would never lie to you. They would never falsify anything. They do the things that they need to do. And you wonder, how are unbelievers getting quote and unquote blessed? They have character. You see a Christian business that says they open at 9 o'clock. At 10 o'clock you did it, they're still not open. You can never be prosperous. Shout prosperity in church. Do positive confession. Fast till you look like an Igbale stick. Let's pour oil on you. Let's gather 33,000 liters of anointing oil and pour it on you. You can never prosper if you don't know the issue of timing. So it is our character. Do we have the gift of the fruit of the Spirit? Are we doing things that Jesus do? People tell me they want to. There's a thing going on even outside the church now, all over Nigeria. Entrepreneurship, and I'm against it. I'm against it because we're not telling that people the requirements for entrepreneurship. The easiest thing that you can do is for work for somebody else, because you come in at 8 o'clock, you leave at 5. If you're an entrepreneur, you can't come in at 8 and leave at 5. You're probably going to work 16, 17 hours a day. Because whilst you're at home, you're still thinking. So people go into entrepreneurship, they go in with all zeal, but no character. So they can't burn the midnight candle. They can't leave their generator, if they have generators, they can't leave their generators open for a while so that they can study. Character. And I'm not saying character of holiness, quote and unquote. That's part of it. But I'm saying normal things, being at the place at the right time. A lot of Christians have iPad, they have all these smartphones and everything. I wouldn't even say they should have a Bible in it. I would say whatever they do in life, do they have it in it? So if you're aspiring to be an entrepreneurship, if I open your iPad, what would I see? Most of them, they have games in it. What? They have video clips of, God forgive me, Kim Kardashian and Linda Ikeji. Eternity and time would not ask me, what date was Linda Ikeji's blog put down? But eternity and time would ask me, the time that I gave to you,
what did you do with it?
Character.
Let you go.
I will say this from somebody who hasn't always got it right. I'm probably still learning. I asked of a sage pastor, old pastor in age. I said, when do you stop getting tempted of the opposite sex? And he said, he laughed. I said, you need to ask somebody that is older than me.
Wow.
And this person was at least 20 years older than me.
Wow.
I said, you need to ask somebody that is older because I'm still tempted too.
Wow.
Now, let me say this. I'm reaching some conclusions about relationship, that if a relationship is going to work, you have to love yourself first. It's not selfishness. It's knowing who you are. Because if you don't know who you are, how do you love the next person? So you have to love yourself first. So you know who you are. Then you are able to extend what you have to the other person. And the other person, loving themselves also, can now decide what you are offering. Is that what I want? That's why the first thing I tell people when I do any relationship seminar, conference, teaching, the first thing I tell them is, it's a given that you should be a born again Christian. So that's not the issue. The issue is, how do you like your Amala? How do I like my Amala? Because that can cause confusion, which we call communication. Are you a family person? Are you a nucleus person? Some people like to have their families around themselves. Some people, somebody like me, I like my wife and my kids just by myself. You must know yourself before you. We let testosterone and biological clock tick us into getting a partner without studying ourselves. We will study the partner, but we won't study ourselves. Do you know you? What do you like to eat? What do you like to do? Where would you like to hang out? What are the things that make you you? Before you're bringing somebody in. Because if you don't know you, the person would give you anything that they like to give you, which would now lead to problems. So whatever you had a broken heart, whether somebody has disappointed you, whether it's whenever there is a disappointment, there is an appointment. That's not a cliche. It's the truth of life. But it only would become a disappointment would only become an appointment, or a mess would only become a message if there is time for meditation to study you. You've studied people enough. You know Kim Kardashian. You know Linda Ekeji. You know Pastor Toye. You know Pastor Rotimi. Do you know you? And until you know you, you can't have a good relationship. When you don't know you, when the partner asks you, what would you like to eat? You tell her anything you like to eat. Where would you like to go? Anywhere you like to go. Where are we going to do? Anywhere you like to go. So 5 years down the line, when you have now studied yourself, the person is still giving you the same thing you liked 5 years before, but you're now upset. So you have to know you. Do you like to stay by yourself? Are you a talkative? Would you like to marry a talkative? Those are the things that make relationship work. Before you even get to the understanding where we work things out, know yourself first. Because if you don't know yourself, what are you working out? So that's the I think that's the major thing.
Major. You need to know yourself first. You need to love yourself first. You know, that's that you can't give what you don't have.
So. Can I just say this to the ladies? Ladies out there, please take care of yourself. Stop waiting on a guy to come and take care of you. Take yourself out to the movies. Shop for yourself. If the guy has not showed up, you have a master's, get a PhD. The better you are equipped, the better group of people you attract to yourself. Because we have these issues of ladies just waiting. The next thing I'm waiting is for MRS. That's the next degree they're waiting for, to become a missus. There's nothing wrong in that. But whilst you're waiting, if Prince Charming, there's no Prince Charming, but if your Prince Charming has not showed up, keep on living. Don't stop living because of a man. Don't stop living because of a man. You don't want to get education because you think the people will think you're too pompous. Hello. You don't want to buy a car because the guys that are dead. Excuse me?
That's not yours then.
You don't wait for people. You keep on moving. Let the guy catch you.
Oh my God.
Did I cause problem now?
Yes, yes. Nikilao is somewhere in the building because this is sounding like girls rock with Nikilao right now. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the truth. We all have sisters. Oh my God. We all have sisters. Okay. We don't want them waiting.
Okay, this is a morning version. So this is guys rock with guys on the
But honestly, love you.
Thank
love
you. Thank you so very much. Welcome. Really appreciate that. Sanctify Boy says, sir, you can do us a favor of sending the podcast of the full sermon.
Okay.
I'm sure he refers to the series.
Yeah.
When it's ready to Praise World Radio.
We'll do that. I promise you.
That would be nice. We could just split it and you just run a series with it on air.
I promise you we'll do
it. Right. That's workable.
I'll tell my media people to do that.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So Sanctified Boy, nice one. Yeah. Nice suggestion right there. We will be able to make that work. We sure it's going to bless the lives of a lot of people who are listening. All right. So I want to say once again a very, very, very big thank you to Pastor Rotimi for coming through on the show today. Really appreciate it. I would like to ask what your favorite song is. What kind of songs do you listen to?
I listen to all kind of songs. But the song that is really doing it for me now is Gloria Brimo.
Oh.
Miracle Walker. I listen to every song.
Okay.
Miracle Walker is really doing it for me right now.
Oh, it's a fantastic song featuring Nathaniel Bassi.
Nathaniel.
Yes, we're going to play that song right away.
Thank you.
Yeah, especially for Pastor Rotimi. When we are back, guys, it's time for Request Hour. So like Pastor Rotimi just told us the song that he is really loving at the moment. You can tell us what song you would love us to play for you today between now and 12 o'clock. By 12 o'clock, we'll be having some friends of ours from Worship Culture. They'll be coming through to talk about a program coming up on Sunday. So stick around for that one. Here is Gloria Brimo with Miracle Worker. One more time, God bless you so much.
Thank you very much. Listeners out there, God bless you.
Amen.